after weeks of angry street protests. Puerto Ricans have a new governor today, though for how long, no one knows for sure. Last night, the island's disgraced governor, Ricardo Rosselló, did as he promised and quit. Pedro Pierluisi, his handpicked successor, was sworn in. But as NPR's David Wellner reports from San Juan, the political drama there is likely far from over.
On a blue-glazed cobblestone street leading up to the governor's mansion known as the Fortress, jubilant demonstrators last night chanted, "He's gone! He's gone!" The news had just broken that Governor Rosselló had officially resigned with a year and a half left to go in his term. One of those celebrating was Brenda Rodriguez.
"We were just saying goodbye. He's gone. He's supposed to leave today." I hope to watch him from the airplane, like out the window, saying goodbye.
Only an hour before Rosselló was to step down, Puerto Ricans had no idea just who'd be their next governor. That changed when a last-minute vote was held in the Commonwealth's House of Representatives.
26 votos a favor, 21 voto en contra, un voto abstenido.
The House narrowly confirmed Pedro Pierluisi, the island's former delegate to the U.S. Congress, as the outgoing governor's pick to be Secretary of State. Under Puerto Rican law, the Secretary of State is first in line to succeed a governor who resigns, something that's never happened here before. The law also says the Senate must vote as well. It hasn't done so yet, and Senate President Tomas Rivera Schatz says when it does, Pierluisi will not be confirmed.
Pedro Pierluisi no tiene los votos. De la mayoría. No lo tiene.
Last night, Pierluisi acknowledged he could be having a very short stay at the governor's mansion.
"If I am not ratified, then the second in line, who is the Secretary of Justice or Attorney General of Puerto Rico, would assume the office of the governorship."
A good deal of the political chaos here has to do with a discredited political system trying to fix itself using rules with lots of gray areas. Jorge Farinacci is a law professor at Puerto Rico's Inter-American University.
"This is not business as usual here. This is not that the governor had a heart attack and now we are discussing his replacement. The governor was kicked out in what has become a get rid of all of them. Nobody here has a very strong political leg to stand on."
Which may be why Pierluisi, who's been a legal advisor to a hated federal financial oversight board, declared last night he's listened to the demands coming from the street protests.
"We have to be responsive to that. And we also have to be transparent. And we need to make sure that we're not doing things as a matter of law. But also, we need to make sure that whatever we do looks good. It's out there. It's open. Everybody sees it. It's in the light of the day. So that's my commitment."
Some here are willing to take the newly sworn-in governor at his word. Berta Rios is one of them.
"Because we need a stability, and he has a track record, and I think that he's the best choice at the moment. There might be more protests, but I think this is really a turnaround in the situation."
Others are withholding judgment, but seem prepared for another disappointment with Pierluisi. Noel Aymad is a 50-year-old dentist.
"Let's give him some time, but he should know that the people of Puerto Rico are so awake, are very awake, and we are watching everything that any government will do from this time on."
At an intersection near the governor's palace, a 60-year-old shoe shiner named Gabino Rosario sings as he beats time on a small pan. He comes from the island's highlands that were hit hard by Hurricane Maria and sings about having seen corruption before, but never as much as now. He fears Pierluisi may be worse than Rosselló as governor, and Pierluisi may have little time to prove otherwise. David Wellner, NPR News. San Juan, Puerto Rico.